Hash traps. There are many ways that leftwards planning can be undermined, intentionally or not, in ways that are not so easy to spot. #hashtrap. Reserving tasks in advance. In some teams, there can often be a culture of developers who want to pre-claim a task for themselves. This is not unique to leftwards planning. Allowing tasks to be reserved prevents someone who is ready to take it on from actually doing the work, increasing the time the task was left waiting, increasing overall project delay. This reservation behavior needs to be coached out of the team, or possibly trained to deal with a lack of skill redundancy, i.e., only one person knows how to do a task. This behavior also leads to incorrect sizing, because sizes can often be small for someone who reserved it in advance. But when someone else who is unfamiliar with it picks up the task, it is large for them. The team should pick the size. Finally, this reservation behavior can sometimes manifest itself in the planning stage itself when developers try to pack multiple things into one task, which works against the core benefits of leftwards planning for reasons explained in depth earlier. #hashtrap, running the team at 100% capacity or higher. A big part of being able to do leftwards planning correctly is having time for that team innovation. Without it, things rot from the inside out over time. If you have a one-off team that will never meet again, maybe you don't need it, but that's really the only case. Additionally, that 20% buffer should be nearly sacred. You need to push back heavily and educate anyone from outside your team telling you to use that buffer because they think it is waste. It is highly counterintuitive to people who don't understand theory of constraints, but it's so simple to explain. If someone is 100% busy, they will almost never be ready to start something that needs to be started quickly. 100% busy optimizes for busy, not for work moving quickly through the system. This is well proven in many domains ranging from DevOps to queue theory, even assembly lines in factories and serving tables in a restraint. A team where everyone is 100% busy, or more, is a team where the total system throughput is ground down to a pathetic trickle. Read The Goal by Eliyahu Goldratt to get an easy introduction to this concept. #hashtrap, ever-growing buffers. If you discover your team regularly needs 40% buffers or greater, go back to how the individual tasks are sized and broken down. Check that people are working on just the one project and not multiple. Check that scope is not changing constantly. Check that innovation is happening outside of delivery and not blocking progress. That much of a buffer indicates that the project planning is highly unpredictable. You may have an environment where the team is highly unpredictable, half the team is regularly sick for a week, requirements change mid-project, etc. If that is your case, you cannot fix those problems with a better project plan. These are cultural issues. You and your management team needs to regroup and acknowledge that the status quo environment is unsustainable, and no meaningful planning can happen under those conditions. There are ways to improve things, and you can start by hosting a detailed blameless retro to bring all the problems to the surface. Consider having someone who is not a manager facilitate it if you have trouble getting feedback. #key contributors shared over multiple projects. This trap is one of the most common for high-performing individuals. The simplest answer is that they should only ever work on unblocking heaviest path tickets because that will keep the projects delivering quickly. The harder and more long-term correct solution is to have this person work on training and improving the pool of people who can do that special type of work. Less doing and more training/coaching/delegating. People who are in this position should be given a lot of room to be not busy with tasks outside of the critical path, so that they can become instantly available when needed, preventing the project from slowing down. Assigning them to some other task in the project can end up being a risky gamble where that task they started remains in progress for a long time, blocking things that anyone could have taken on and unblocked. Additionally, when you consider any person is shared on multiple projects, their 38% window of project time is fractured into an even smaller slice. Worse, the overhead cost of context switching drops their ability to contribute effectively. #hashtrap, misleading diagrams. You can position boxes to make DAGs to trick the human eye into thinking they are something they are not. See image and documentation for reference.